Joined by Amanda Carrington and Sarah Short. How are you both doing today?
Great, thank you.
Good. We're talking today about a brand new organization here in town called Hope for Kids. Amanda, what was the inspiration behind starting this up?
My middle child, my youngest son, Ryan, he had brain cancer and he was sick from birth. So we were traveling back and forth to Children's a lot, lots and lots of different clinics. Sometimes we would live at the hospital and the Ronald McDonald House. And he passed away in January 2012. So many people helped us when he was sick. They would bring around meals and things, and just the whole community helped us get through it. So we want to try and help other people who are in similar situations with sick children and just try and provide a helping hand.
I mean, when we talk about universal health care in Canada, I mean, we have a great system here, but it doesn't cover all the expenses that come with having a sick child and the traveling and that sort of thing, does it?
No, not at all. Orthotics and things, you're regularly paying for those. Lots of prescription meds aren't covered, injections and things, car parking every day at the children's, gas to and from. There's lots of little extras that aren't covered, and they add up really quickly.
And the time off work too, I guess.
Yeah, there's lots of time off work, off school, all kinds of things. It all adds up.
So this Hope for Kids organization, that's aiming to offset some of those costs?
We can help with gas cards, grocery cards. We can help with parking at the children's hospital. We can pay for the Ronald McDonald House if your child is stuck in the hospital for a long time. We've just started a new program called our Family Dinner Night. And once a week, Pizza Hut in town are donating a meal to a different family. And we do respite for the child, for the siblings. Yeah, we do all kinds of things. We try and build a support network.
And Sarah, what's your role in this organization?
I'm the secretary for Hope for Kids. And I have a similar story to Amanda. My daughter was 6 months old when she passed away. So I have the same ideas. I really want to just give back to the community.
What are you guys doing to raise money right now?
We've got a big fundraiser going on at the minute at the Bagel Company. So if you drop into their Main Street location or the one opposite the hospital, they're donating a percentage from each cup of coffee sold for the entire month of April.
What else is going on with Hope for Kids right now?
We're organizing a bottle drive May 18th. And right now we're looking for volunteers and donations of bottles.
We do have an account at the Canmore Bottle Depot, so you can always drop your bottles off and just mention that it's Hope for Kids. And we've got a few more things planned, like a summer barbecue and things. So if they just want to contact me, and that would be great. Yeah, we always need more volunteers.
What about families who you might be hearing this and saying, okay, I feel like I'm in this situation where I could really use the assistance from Hope for Kids. How can they get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website, hopeforkidsfoundation.wordpress.com, and they can just go on there and contact me.
Hope for Kids, a new organization here in town. Amanda and Sarah, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.